Well, I discussed with the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, this issue whenever it became clear that the Ulster Unionists had attained the Department of Regional Development and my concerns around the A5. And Martin made it clear to me that the fact is that this agreement on the A5 is a high-level agreement between the six-county Stormont Executive and the Irish Government, and that it is binding, it has legal effect, and that the Irish Government's contribution is still on the table. And, you know, I welcome the assurances from the Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, in relation to this matter. So, you know, Danny Kennedy isn't the only person in the decision-making process, and he has no rights to join his colleague Michael McGimsey in what appears to be now an Ulster Unionist Party attack on the rights of the people of this region, and he will fail as they did with the radiotherapy unit.
Even though it's believed that there will be over 2,000 people against the A5, you still believe that this should go ahead?
Well, I mean, it has to go through due process, and people are entitled to put in their appeal. But the fact is it's unthinkable to have motorways going from Dublin up to Belfast, to Galway, to Limerick, to Cork and to Waterford, and that the fourth largest city in the islands, Derry City, and 500,000 people in the North West region, including Donegal, will not have the same rights to the same infrastructure. It's unthinkable.